Welcome to Twist for the week of April 22nd. This is Sarah McGann at KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today we're covering Georgia income tax rate changes, a pending Illinois bill that would require certain retailers to collect retailers' occupation tax in lieu of use tax, and a corporation business tax case in New Jersey. Legislation has been enacted in Georgia that permanently matches the corporate income tax rate to the individual income tax rate in effect for the corresponding tax year. House Bill 1015, which was also enacted, accelerates already enacted individual income tax cuts, assuming revenue targets are met, and reduces the individual income tax rate to 5.39% effective for 2024. As such, Georgia's corporate income tax rate has been retroactively reduced from 5.75% to 5.39% for the 2024 tax year. Senate Bill 3662, which has passed the Illinois Senate, would require retailers with some physical presence in Illinois, but that are making sales into the state from outside of Illinois, to collect retailers' occupation tax at the destination rate. Currently, these retailers collect use tax. Finally, in a recent unpublished opinion, the New Jersey Tax Court held that a service provider was entitled to a refund of corporation business tax based on the taxpayer's use of market-based sourcing. For the tax years at issue, the statutory method was cost of performance sourcing. The tax court held that it was unpersuaded that market-based sourcing was forbidden prior to 2019 when the law was changed to specifically adopt market-based sourcing. Although receipts from sales of services performed in the state were required to be included in the sales factor numerator for the tax years at issue, in the court's view, other sourcing methods could be considered if they better reflected the economic realities of the taxpayer's business. Thank you for listening to Twist this week. Stay well.